The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dee Benaderet, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. The music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. How many square miles of furniture do you suppose you've polished in a lifetime? One of our listeners writes, in my 13 years of keeping house, I must have polished miles and miles of tables. After trying various furniture polishes, I happen to hit upon your Johnson's Cream Wax. I think it's your best product. Why don't you tell your audience about it? Well, now that's a good idea. As a matter of fact, this newest of Johnson's Wax polishes is a wonderful product. And quite different from ordinary furniture polishes. In appearance, it's a creamy white liquid. In action, it not only cleans furniture, woodwork, and things like refrigerators with amazing ease, it also wax polishes them at the same time. Gives them all the lovely glow and shining beauty of a wax polished surface. Being non-oily, Johnson's Cream Wax leaves a hard, dry, satin smooth finish too, which doesn't readily collect dust and dirt. A light dusting restores the shining beauty, so you save yourself hours of work. Try it, won't you? Johnson's Cream Wax. Cousin Salvador, the McGee's house guest, is a man who can take a hint. He has seen the menu dwindle from steak to chops to hamburger to hash, and he's leaving in the morning. In fact, he's packing right now, packing away a solid breakfast. As we meet, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Have some more scrambled eggs, Cousin Salvador? McGee, more eggs?
Yes, I don't
mind. Thanks very much, Molly. Hate to take last of them, but they sure are good.
There's one more slice of bacon, Salvador, if you got room on your plate for it.
Why, shucks, I'll layer right on top. Thanks, Fibber.
McGee, have a biscuit. You've hardly eaten a thing.
You said it. The minute I reach for...
I'll have a biscuit, Molly. Thanks. Might as well take all three of them, I reckon. They are mighty small, ain't they?
Yeah, they look awful small from over here, yeah.
By golly, Fibber, you sure married a good cook. Why, say, I've hit around with most of the relatives, and ain't none of them set a table like Molly does.
Well, thank you, Cousin Salvador.
Yeah, any more jelly? Oh, sure is. Thanks.
Glass of water, Salvador? We got plenty piped right into the house.
Nope, thanks. Never drink it during meals. Throws my timing all off.
Do you really have to leave tomorrow morning, Cousin Salvador? You're welcome to stay as
Why, Molly, of course he's got to leave. He's got a big job waiting for him out of town. Think of that, out of town.
Yes, sir. Got to paint a whole block of flats this week, Molly. Now I use a special kind of paint for that. Flat paint.
I got to paint our garage this summer myself, Salvy.
Yep. How many coats are you going to put on?
Just one. If I get cold, I'll slip into a sweater. You get it, kids? He says, how many coats am I going to put on? And purposely misunderstanding, I snaps right
it
back.
It ain't funny, McGee.
My gosh, and I figured on selling that one to Burns and Allen.
Burns and Allen? My gosh, are they painters?
Well, they could be. Things are always a little brighter after they've been there.
Well, folks, excuse me. I'll get on down to the basement. I'm working on something. Want to get it finished before I leave. Nice breakfast, Molly.
Pass me the salt and pepper, will you, Molly?
What do you want it for?